Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Gina McCarthy wrapped up her Alaska trip yesterday in Fairbanks. She toured the area, which suffers from elevated wintertime fine particulate pollution that often violates federal clean air standards. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, McCarthy had only praise for how Fairbanks is responding to smoke from wood and coal burning.
Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Gina McCarthy held a press conference outside the Fairbanks North Star Borough's Air Quality Office. McCarthy was joined by federal, state, and local officials in front of old wood stoves and boilers traded in for newer, cleaner-burning units through a state-funded borough program.
Love the backdrop. This is a great backdrop.
McCarthy expressed optimism that smoke from wood burning can be reduced.
There are opportunities now. There are opportunities for people working with some of the incentive programs that have been put to the table, with all of us working together and with this strong local and state leadership to change out those old technologies, to bring in ones that don't pollute, that have the potential to protect the health of the children in these communities, and that also are more highly efficient.
Local voters more concerned about the high cost of heating than air pollution passed an initiative last year banning the borough from regulating heating devices. That's limited what it can do to reduce smoke to voluntary measures like the popular wood stove changeout program. McCarthy said visiting Fairbanks helped her understand the unique local challenge, acknowledging that measures to clean up the air hinge on their economic viability.
There's no need to choose between clean air, public health, and trying to pay your home heating bills. We recognize in this area that you have to have it all. And there are opportunities that I think we can deliver on that together. And we're going to work hard on it together. And we're here to celebrate the leadership that's been brought to this issue.
McCarthy made no promises about federal funding, but pointed to possible support for a state and local effort to bring more natural gas to Fairbanks to replace wood for heating. EPA Region 10 Administrator Dennis McLaren emphasized that interim measures are also needed.
We all know that affordable gas is a long-term solution that's going to be necessary to really get this area where it needs to be. But taking the steps that are being taken now is a very important piece of progress that needs to be done. So that's all part of the plan, is making steps that get to the ultimate end goal of healthier air for everybody here. And if you can make incremental steps, that's very important progress as well.
No one would say what those incremental steps will be. The Fairbanks North Star Borough and the state are behind in getting a plan for improving air quality into the EPA. State Department of Environmental Conservation Air Quality Program Director Alice Edwards said the plan, originally due in December 2012 and then targeted for submission by the end of 2013, has been pushed back again.
We've been working on the state implementation plan and the state pieces. Here in the very near future, we should be rolling those out. We'll be doing a series of public meetings coming up over the fall with a pretty extensive comment period on the pieces and how they fit into the plan. And then once we get those pieces all pulled together, we'll finish up the SIP and run that through a public comment period.
Edwards expects the plan will be submitted to the EPA by next summer. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.